So the chicken's ready and my dad brings it through and we're all eating. And the chicken slaps! Chicken slapping. My sister's like, "Mom, you've outdone yourself. This chicken is it's amazing.
10-10.
It's amazing."
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. I'm like, "Mom, you've done yourself. Like, I appreciate that. You haven't embarrassed me." And my girl's just like, "Oh, this is so delicious. It's amazing." And I'm like, "Okay, this is good." I'm like, thinking this is calm. Yeah. 1 minute later.
Go with the flow, better take time. I'm too busy looking at the waistline. She moves when I call, don't waste time. Don't think too much, cause it takes life. She got wastemen calling all day. But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table, the last wave had meerkats on their mind all day. She moves like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. This is Dej. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
This season is sponsored by Boohoo Man. Use the discount code PTM10 or link in the description for 10% off on the Boohoo Man website. Boom bow.
So when my girl moved in now, yeah, she's been with me for about a year now. Mm-hmm. As soon as she moved in, we started getting bare deliveries to the house. Like maybe 2 times a day, 3 times a day. And it's work from home times, isn't it? So I'll be on Zoom with my shirt and my tie, football shorts. You know, he ain't got to do the whole suit. And then I got a door, ring at the door. So I got to go collect a flipping POT package, yeah? And obviously, because it's regular deliveries, I started to like get a bit of a relationship with some of these delivery drivers, yeah? So there's this guy called Marlon from DPD.
Oh, yeah? scary. The day sounds sweet as well. That's scary.
So Marlon's a geezer, innit? So the first time I see him, I'm wearing a Man United top. And he goes, "Fatten L, you're a local lad, aren't you?" And I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, this guy's about jokes, okay, whatever. We start having back here and there, he's a Spurs fan, whatever, yeah? There's 1 week now, I had to go to Portsmouth, like, for work retreat sort of thing, yeah? So I'm staying in this dead hotel in Portsmouth, dead reception. And obviously, I get a notification on my phone that someone's at the door, ring, innit? The reception in my room's dead, so I'm walking out to the lobby now to obviously tell the guy, you know, give it to my neighbor or whatnot. Yeah. When I get to the lobby now, I see my phone and I can hear through the speaker, and I'm bad at accents, yeah? So Fabian, I need you to say this for me in a joke. I need you to say this for me in a Jamaican accent. So this guy says on the thing, he goes, "Yo, you look good."
"Well, you look good, sir."
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, "I know you got a man, but I've been looking at you. You look good." Gun.
"We know you have a man friend, but you look on your skin."
And then he goes, "You look good from your head to your toe."
"You look good from top to bottom."
So I'm hearing this on the speaker now, yeah? So I'm in a hotel lobby, I'm like, "Marlon! Hey, Marlon, what's going on, yeah?" I've 3 months of bonding, we've been talking about football for 3 months, and you're trying to flirt with my missus, yeah? So I'm shouting on my phone, and I'm in a hotel lobby, so all these white people are looking at me in Portsmouth, yeah? But no one's moving on the camera, so I'm thinking maybe the connection's still wrong, but I realise I'm on mute. So as I unmute now, he's actually walking away. So I go, Marlon, come back. Come to the camera, yeah? I said, "What? So this is how it's going to be, yeah? Look at me. I said, "This is how it's going to be. So I'm away for a week, and you're chatting to my missus." I said, "From now on, yeah, when I got a delivery, number 25, drop the parcel at the door, ring the bell and squale. I don't want no chit-chat, no nothing.
No greetings, nothing."
I go, "Furthermore, I don't know when you became Jamaican because you was a geezer to me for the last 3 months." And then flipping, he goes, no, that's not flirting, bro. Like, I just talk to all the customers like that. This is just normal chat." I go, okay, calm. "Okay, next time I got a delivery, I want you to flirt with me, bro. Bring that Jamaican accent, I want to hear."
So obviously, Manny's with his girl, innit? He's with his girl. He knows that's wife. It's calm. Me, my thing is quite new. So I'm still trying to impress. I'm still trying to impress, yeah. So I get there early. I get there earlier and then my date comes. So it's me and my date, and Manny texted me saying, I'm going to be late. So I'm thinking, cool, that's fine. 1-0 to us. Yeah, you guys are late. 1-0 to us. Yeah. So I start playing games, yeah, because Manny's going to come later. We start playing games and we're playing this game where you have to chuck the softball at these cans, innit? I think they give you like seven.
That game's
balls.
Impossible, bro.
About. They rig it. They rig the game, innit?
It's not impossible.
It's rigged. It's 100%.
If everyone could do it, then the game would not be the battle.
Exactly. Some of us did it. Let's just say some of us did it.
So basically, I tried doing it, yeah. And then I think I get to like 5 balls. I can't knock off one can. And then because I didn't want my girl to think, oh, I'm a weakling, I gave her 2 balls. I was like, you try it. And you see how hard it is. You see how hard it is, yeah. So she tries it, yeah. She tried it, yeah. And she failed. And then Manny comes. And I'm thinking, you know what? Let me get some psychological. I want the psychological. Yeah. I was like, let me start the psychological warfare. So I was like to Manny, I was like, Manny, your girl's here. I was like, try this game. We just played it. I was like, I knocked down a couple cans. I didn't complete it, but I knocked down a couple cans. I was like, Manny, you try it and see what you can do. Yeah. Manny tries it, yeah. First goal, he knocks down their cans. Second goal, he knocks down all of them. You hear ding, 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 ding. The guy's like, oh, this charming man just won a lovely prize for his girl. They bring everybody around. They're like, oh, he just won a prize, and they're like to his girl, oh, which teddy do you want? His girl picks up some big one. Yeah, you get to pick. Yeah.
When you get to certain points, you can choose. What
you get
want.
To choose. Yeah. So she's like that one, please. And then he brings it down, yeah, and then she's holding it, yeah. So now his girl's holding some big teddy.
The thing's bigger than you.
His girl's holding some big teddy, looking. Bare googly eyes.
It's a triple date now.
You know what pissed me off, yeah? She's holding the teddy with 2 hands, yeah, and she goes to Manny, oh, can you get my phone, please? And Manny's like, yeah, don't worry, I'll do that for you, darling. I look over at my date, she's playing Candy Crush with 2 hands. I'm like to her, you good? You want some mood wine? I was like, they're selling mood wine. There's a fireplace over there, we can go there. And then I look around, I'm looking around the spot, we're walking around, and there's bare people, there's bare couples there, and they've all got teddies.
Oh.
So my girl was by herself, I said, no way. I was like, this is not going to be my last date. This is not going to be my last date. I dragged my girl to every single game, fam. I dragged her to the I lost. I even stooped as low as the, you know where you hook the ducklings, yeah? I couldn't do it. That one is rigged as well.
That's the worst game.
I had to go to the fucking toilets for a break, yeah? Just to kind of get my composure. I see a text on my phone. It's the bank saying, we want to verify some of your transactions. I was meant to bear my... I was like, I'm going to tell them later that I lost my wallet in the Hyde Park area.
Yeah. Claim it all back in it.
And then I went back to see my girl, and then we got to these things, the balloons and the darts, and that's what I'm good at.
Hopefully.
So I get 20 in a row, yeah. They get ding, 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 ding. They're like, oh, to my girl, oh, pick one of the toys. And then she picks the big one, and he's like, nah. He's like, that one's 60 darts, 60 darts in a row. I called him police. I was like, boss, I'll pay you. I'll do that. I was like, give it a teddy. I'm not going to. I was like, exactly how much? How much?
So my girl comes through, and the first thing that my mum does is she puts her on the sofa next to her. She says, let's talk. Yeah. So they're out there, they're talking, and I'm eavesdropping. I'm trying to go and hear everything they're saying, every aspect of the conversation. And the mad thing is, when they're talking, my sister, she was talking to me, but I couldn't tell you what she was saying. I was focusing that conversation there. She could have told me about her worries, her life, issues or problems. I couldn't record it. So while this is all happening, my dad, he's in the back and he's grilling some chicken. Yeah. Before this, yeah, I spoke to my mum and I was just like, my girl's coming through, she's gonna have some chicken. I know that we have the spicy batch, but can you give her the light batch?
Let me know.
The mild one.
And if you don't know about my family, like, our chicken is Scotch bonnet, cayenne pepper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's spicy, like if Nando, extra hot.
Black. It's black.
So the chicken's ready, and my dad brings it through, and we're all eating. And the chicken slaps! Chicken slapping. My sister's like, Mom, you've outdone yourself. This chicken is amazing.
10-10.
It's amazing.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. I'm like, Mom, you've done yourself. Like, I appreciate that. You haven't embarrassed me. And my girl was just like, oh, this is so delicious. It's amazing. And I'm like, okay, this is good. I'm like, thinking this is calm. Yeah. 1 minute later, I look at my girl. Her eyes are watering. Her eyes are watering. And I'm looking at her. I'm just like, you know.
Is everything okay? You're right. You got some water.
So like a minute goes by and you can see, yeah, she is in some uncomfort. So she says, can I excuse myself? So she's gone there and I'm just like, my parents are like, is everything all right with her? I'm just like, she's all right. She's all good. So then my girl, she texts me and she was just like, meet me in the kitchen.
Oh my God, she texts you.
So I go to the kitchen and she's there and she's like, she's like, oh my God. She's like, this chicken is so spicy. What's in this shit? Like, what is
it? That
was the mouth version.
Did you go in the kitchen and see her under the tap?
So she was like, to
where's
me,
the
like,
milk?
That's what she was like. She was like, have you got milk? Oh, I need something. This is too spicy. My lips is on fire. So I'm like, this shouldn't be happening. My mum told me she made you the mild version. There shouldn't be any pepper here. She's like, no, that's too spicy. So then I'm just like, okay, let me go speak to my mum. So I speak to my mum and I'm like, mum, my girl's saying that the pepper is spicy. Like, you told me that you made the batch that was separate from our batch. And she was just like, she looks me straight in my eye and she was like, Sheck, if this is going to be your woman, she must learn to eat a pepper.
She moved like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
No problem, I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
Cause we ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got, I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problems, no problems,
lingo.
No
lingo. Hot gals down for the lingo. Had meerkats on her mind all day.
What's going on, people? E-man from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheese!
I remember back in the days, I'm chilling at home. My younger brother bursts through the door in hysterics, crying his eyes out. I'm like, what's happened? What's happened? He's telling me some hood guy from the ends beat him up. I'm like, where is he? Where is he? He's like, he's in the cage. He's in the cage. You have to go and fight him. You have to go and fight him. Everyone was there and everyone was laughing at me. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let my younger brother be the laughing stock of the playground. It's impossible.
Never, never, never.